that's going to die is death. I like that. Matthew 1:20. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Is this prophecy fulfilled? Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. The Holy Ghost. Mary is the woman that was going to give birth to the Son of God. I think I also have another verse, Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. So there is the prophecy fulfilled. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 says that the Messiah would be born of a woman. And in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, it fulfills it, where Mary was going to give birth to the Son of God, brought forth by the Holy Ghost. And then Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, made of a woman. So the prophecy given in 3:15 and the prophecy fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, and in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The next prophecy that I want to share with you is this one, and that is, Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. This prophecy is given in Micah 5:2. Who would like to read that one? Okay. Everlasting. Yes, you noticed, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah. Remember in the book of Ruth, I told you that Bethlehem Ephrathite meant that it was a specific Bethlehem. Archaeologists tell us that there's more than one Bethlehem. And so because of more than one Bethlehem, it would be confusing in this prophecy to know which one is God talking about. And so he specifies, he clarifies it. Ephrathah. It's an older name for the town, same town, but this is the town in which David, the line of David, would come forth. So, but thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, was going to be very important. So here's the prophecy in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that we know that when the Messiah comes, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. So where are the prophecies fulfilled? Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. Who would like to read that one for us today? Yes, all right, Kevin.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem.
Very good. But now, when Jesus was born where?
Bethlehem.
Yes. And here's another one, Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Luke chapter 2. Verses 4 through 6. We'd like to read that for us. Yes, all right.
And Joseph Roger. Also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was in the house of the lady, and living in David. He attached with Mary, his espoused wife, who was raised with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be healed.
Very good. So the prophecy given nearly 1,000 years before Christ was even born in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, says the Messiah, the Son of God, would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. 1,000 years later in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, and in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, shares with us exactly where the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born, in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, that's not just a coincidence. It happened because that was the prophecy that was foretold, sharing with us that, yes, indeed, this is the Messiah, God with us, Emmanuel. That is powerful. So there's the second one. How about third one? Here's number three. This one is, the prophecy proclaimed was Messiah would be born of a virgin. Now, folks, that's scientifically impossible. That just does not happen. We are old enough all here to know that that is just impossible. It just will not happen. But with God, all things are possible. God can do anything. So let's look at the prophecy as it is proclaimed, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. I'm going to do this, and when you see this happen, you know something marvelous is about to happen. Give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And so was the prophecy fulfilled? Oh, yes, indeed it was. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Do you have it? Very good. Saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Matthew 1. And then there's another one. Luke chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Just two books over. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Yes, 26 through 31. Okay. Yes. Yep. Isn't that incredible? Yes. Yep. Yep. Born of a virgin to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Very good. So, the prophecies as they are told, foretold, and then prophecy as it is fulfilled. How about another one? Here's one. Messiah would come from the line of Abraham. And it's very clear because in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis chapter 12. You have it? 12, verse 3. Yep. Yeah. Very good. So this is speaking to Abraham, saying that all the people in the world will be blessed. You also find it in Genesis 22:18. Okay. Roger. Oh, is that Genesis 22:18? She has it? Okay, we'll let her read it over there. Very good, yes. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That's speaking about Abraham, that Abraham through him all the world will be blessed. Because thou hast what? Obeyed my voice. And here's the fulfillment. Matthew 1:1 says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then who would like to read Romans 9:5? Yes, you got it? Yes. Whose are the fathers? And this talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fathers comes from Abraham. So the Messiah would come from the line of Abraham. He would come of a virgin. He would be born in the city of Bethlehem, and he would be born of a woman. These are the prophecies fulfilled. Here's another prophecy proclaimed right here. Messiah would be a descendant of Isaac. A descendant of Isaac. This prophecy is found in Genesis 17, verse 19. And then who would like to look up Genesis 21, 12? The first one is Genesis 17, verse 19. And the second one is Genesis 21, verse 12. You got the second one or the first one? Yeah, Genesis 21, 12. Okay, so we'll have the one read 17, 19. I think Roger's got that one. He's getting there? Yep, 17, 19.
And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son in thee, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
Very good. So, it's speaking to Sarah. Sarah is Abraham's wife, and God said, Sarah, thy wife, or speaking to Abraham, God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And then it says that he will establish my covenant with Isaac. And so this makes the Muslims very upset, because they say that their son, Methuselah, Ishmael, very good, thank you, you caught it. Ishmael is the firstborn. But God says, no, I've rejected Ishmael. Isaac is the one that I'm going to bless and establish my covenant with him. Then Genesis 21, 22. Yep, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So from Isaac. And then the prophecy fulfilled in Luke 3:34. What's that what? Oh, is it up now? Oh. He's working on it? Did it come up for a second? No, I haven't called him. Yeah. The problem is I'm not online yet. So, okay, but he's trying to get it so we're all up. But I'm there, Dana. I'm there. He must have had it for a second, huh? Okay, Luke 3:34. All right. Yes. Very good. The important part is the son of Isaac, that he would fulfill the promise. The next one. Isn't this exciting? I enjoy this kind of stuff. Yes. Yeah, the next one is this. Messiah will be a descendant of Jacob. Descendant of Jacob. And that's found in Numbers 24:17. I'll go ahead and read that one. Numbers 24:17 says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter, which is a king, a ruler, shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corner of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. And this prophecy is fulfilled in Matthew 1, verse 2. Matthew 1, verse 2, that the Messiah will be descendant of Jacob. Yep, Matthew chapter 1, verse 2. Very good. Yep, so there it is, Jacob, that the Messiah would come through the line of Jacob. Matthew is very specific, showing the family line and the whole works, just to be so specific to say, hey, see, this is the Messiah. This is Emmanuel, God with us. Then the next prophecy is this one. Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah. Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah. Now, the priest come from the tribe of Levi, right? Levi. So, but Christ and Methuselah, they're not from Levi. This is a new covenant, a new plan, that this is Christ the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God, a changed covenant that will bring us peace and salvation through him. So in the Messiah will come from the tribe of Judah and found in Genesis 49, verse 10. Who would like to try to find that one? Genesis, first book of the Old Testament, Genesis 49, verse 10. Okay. Very good. So the Messiah is going to come through Judah, and the prophecy is fulfilled. The first one is Luke 3:33. Just remember number 3. You got it. Luke 3:33. And then the second one is Hebrews 7:14. Hebrews 7, verse 14. You got the first one? Yep, Luke 3:33. Aram, yeah. Son of Judah. There you go. So it goes right down the line. Luke, who is a scholar, a doctor, and putting again exactly the family line to show when the Messiah is going to come was the son of Judah. Hebrews 7:14. Yes, Roger. Yep, because Levi, according to the Old Testament, was the tribe in which the priest would come from. So Moses didn't speak anything about that. But when Christ appeared, Methuselah and Christ, the new priest showing up as a new covenant of the fact that Christ, he is the Messiah, the one that would come to die for the sins of the world. So Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah. How about another one? Here's another one. And that is this, Messiah would be heir to King David's throne. King David's throne. So I've heard this all my life, that yes, that Christ is going to sit on the throne of David. Well, where is that found? I'm glad you asked that question, because it is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. So it's really close to the front. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel. So you go past the first five books of the Old Testament, which were the books of Moses, the books of the law, and then just a few books into 2 Samuel, dealing with the kings, 2 Samuel 7, verse 12 and 13. Yes. Very good. So this is speaking to David, talking about his son Samuel that would be born and that would then build the house and for his name, Solomon, not Salmon, not Samuel, Solomon. There we go. And then I think I've got another verse, Isaiah 9:7. I'll read this one. I guess it's not up there. It's just, this is smaller. Isaiah 9:7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So his throne, the throne of David, will last forever. It will never cease. It will always exist. And, you know, Satan is working so hard to defeat Israel. And Israel is God's chosen people. God is still working with Israel. Although the church, we have the church age where Christ has come. And but we've got the 70th week of Daniel still. God is still working with Israel. Israel is God's chosen people. And the tribulation, the last 7 years, those 7 years of tribulation, are the 70th week of Daniel. And God's still working with them. And after the tribulation, we're going to go into the millennium where Christ will sit on the throne of David for 1,000 years. And then, of course, forever. He's going to rule and reign forever. Now, where is this prophecy fulfilled? It's fulfilled in Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. And then also, if somebody else would like to look up Romans chapter 1, verse 3. Romans chapter 1, verse 3. And the first one, though, was Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, third book in the New Testament, Luke chapter 1. Verses 32 and 33. Serena, you got that one? You got the Romans one. Okay. Who has the Luke? You'll look for that one too? Or does Roger have? Roger has it. Okay. Very good. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. That's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fulfillment of that prophecy. Romans 1:3 then. Serena, yep. Very good. Yes, can't get any clearer, can you? That's pretty clear. But yes, it's going to be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, here's another one. What time we got? A quarter till? Okay. Is Dana up on the internet? Are we up live? Or is he still trying to get himself up too? Okay, let's go through one more. And then we'll close until next Sunday because I still have more. You know, there's over 400 of them. So should be able to cover another one, right? Proclaim. Here we go. Prophecy proclaimed, this one, Messiah's throne will be anointed and eternal. And that is found in Psalm 45. Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7. And then the second one, if you'd like to look up, is Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. You got that one? You have Psalm 45? Okay, go ahead and read Psalm 45, 6 through 7. Okay, thank you. So the next one is Daniel 2, 44. But before we read that one, I got to make some comments on this. Psalm 45, it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, there's people in the world today, and some people even call them scholars, say, well, Jesus Christ is not God. It's impossible. There's no way that he could be God. But look at this verse, Psalm 45. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what it says. Thy throne, O God. You can't miss it. The Lord Jesus Christ is God, Emmanuel, God with us. He is eternal. It says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now, Daniel chapter 2, 44. If you need a verse for the deity of Christ, that's it. I mean, Psalm 45, that's it. Okay, right here, Daniel 2, 44. Shall stand forever. You can't miss that one. How about Luke? Here's the New Testament prophecies that declare it fulfilled. In Luke 1:33, And then the other one is Hebrews 1, verses 8 through 12. So Luke chapter 1, verse 33. You have that one, Serena? And then Hebrews 1, 8 through 12, the second one. Okay, Serena. Very good. So Luke chapter 1, always already talking about the Savior, the one that was born in Bethlehem, born of a woman, born of a virgin, Bethlehem of Judea, and is speaking, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. That's powerful. Hebrews 1, 8 through 12. Roger. Very good. Yes, thank you. Oh, is still more, one more? Okay.
And as a vesture shalt thou hold them up, and they shall be chained, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
The years shall not fail. I like this, the beginning of verse 8, but unto the Son he saith. This is God the Father speaking about the Son, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God. Wow. That declares that, yes, Jesus Christ is who he claims to be, and we can trust him. So when we look at all these prophecies fulfilled, we can know, hey, you know, these have been fulfilled, and we know that the future ones will be fulfilled as well. It's a hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can trust in him, that he is who he says to be, he is who he claims to be, and he will fulfill the promises of his word. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, that he is Christ, that he is the only one that will satisfy all of God's righteous demands. What a fulfillment, what a promise that we can cling to and that we can trust. Let's pray to this awesome God who loves us so much, who sent his only begotten Son, that we might have eternal life. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. This day, not too long ago, we were able to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that each one of us remember that gift that you have given, that we might have eternal life, that death might be destroyed, that death will die because of the promises that you have given. Father, we pray and we cling to the promises, and we trust in thee. Father, I pray if there's one here that's not saved, one here who's never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray that soon they'll realize the hope that we have in a Savior. Prophecies fulfilled because Jesus Christ is who he claims to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so Lord willing, maybe next Sunday this will work. All right, got 10 minutes to stretch a little bit, get a drink, use the restroom, but don't go anywhere. There's more to come in light of the new year. I'll try connecting one more time just to see. I think it must be the internet. Hey, is anybody connected to the internet? Nobody's connected to it? Okay, do you see it though? I see all three of them. I just can't connect to them. There's FBC main, FBC guest, and no internet. Yep, that's what mine has too. I connect to it, but it has no internet. That's what it says to me too. So there was number 10. Number 10 of 400. We got enough for next Sunday too. Oh, yeah.
She wants to he's in the hospital.
Who is?
Dave Weber.
Oh,
he's
here in town?
Hospital. Okay, yeah.
How come he's in the hospital for more?
So they're not sure if it's a stroke.
Oh, my.